have, let's see, road and bridge update.
Morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
We'll give you a brief rundown of where we're at with some of our projects and projects that we're fixing to start. We're currently working on the Acacia Club project over there, and we're about to finish the fill area. We're having to widen it out because we made an adjustment to the center line and trying to get the top width so we can install guardrails. So once we get that completed, then we'll continue on up the hill with the road and connect in on the upper end. We're working on the airport over there, doing concrete. In fact, we've got concrete scheduled for tomorrow for pouring. That's helping them with the containment where they do their fuel tanks. And that should take another couple of weeks, depending on weather. We've got to have pretty decent weather to pour concrete. So,
and that's for the Ingram Park downtown, the county airport.
Yes, yeah. County airport.
Right.
Yes.
One of the,
the bridge, we have the beams set on the bridge now, and we'll be working this week on getting the contractor. We'll be pinning down the beams plus doing the grout work, then we'll be setting in, putting the finished rebar in the deck, and then getting ready to pour the deck.
Did everything go smooth with putting the beams on?
It went pretty smooth. They done it all in one day.
So the crane, yeah, because I remember in the contract there was all kinds of possibilities for overages. There, none of that occurred.
They got the crane brought in one day, set up, and the next day the beams all come in. They set them all in.
Okay, and so the timing and everything worked out good.
Went pretty good. So.
Good job.
We're starting work on church camp out here by White River. We're doing some fill work there where the area of that road floods during heavy rains. And we'll get that one done. We'll move over to Castle Rock and do the other one, which is almost identical type situation.
Can I ask something on that?
Sure.
Someone mentioned that to me. Do you have any idea what the cost will be just to do that?
Basically, the cost can be labor and some equipment. The fill we already have, and there'll just be some additional rock to put on top. Huh. So the cost of it is going to be minimal.
Okay.
I haven't figured it and estimated, but it's not going to be very expensive to do. So, we also have a road up in Bear Creek area off Reno Springs. We're going to start work on stabilizing and widening and fixing up. It's one we took in just recently through road petition, and we want to get it ready for chip seal because we're going to be in that area this next summer. So we can tie that one in with the rest of them.
Is that the one that had the retaining wall that we had to have?
That's removed? The one that had the retaining wall. The residents took that out. Okay. We didn't have to.
Right, that was part of the stipulation.
Yeah, they've surveyed and took the retaining wall, so we're going to get to start work on that. The rest of the items down through here are all pieces of equipment, materials, and stuff that we need to bid out. And some of these, we're going to have several going out at one time, so we want to give you a heads up. The equipment trailers is a paving trailer. I don't know if we mentioned that in a previous update, but we want to buy a couple of these. One's for the chip seal machine to make it easier loading and unloading. We're currently using a Landau type trailer, but the deck on it's a little steep when they get it up, and the equipment drags somewhat on it. You either hang the hitch on it or you hang the hopper, depending on where you're at with it. So they make what they call hydraulic ramp, full-width ramp type trailers for this, and that's what we want to bid out and try to make this safer and easier for the guys. Other items,
would that be like a pinel hitch or gooseneck?
It would be a fifth wheel.
Be a fifth wheel type trailer.
With hydraulic to where you can operate the ramp.
From the
You can actually put a roller on the ramp.
And then get out, be on the machine.
Hydraulically raise it up.
And push the button, it lifts you up, and you go ahead.
Yeah. We want to buy two of those, actually one for chip seal work and then one for also the patch crew. We're going to change up the patch crew a little bit. Other items, we need to get a double drum roller and a new pneumatic roller. One's for chip seal, the other's for paving. Mower tractors, we'd like to buy two more of these mower tractors like we got last year. We've got them late in the year, but they got enough time trying them out, and they really liked them. So I think that's a good investment. It's got a flail mower and a rotary, so we can utilize those year-round.
Do they, that was the one that we had issues with because of all the new emissions. They had to, there's a different mower that hooked on. I mean, I say issues, but they had to, you know what I'm talking about? I just remember there being discussion about the emissions, and so the...
We'd, yeah.
It wouldn't fit on there, so then they had to do something different.
But at that time, they didn't actually have the...
The new attachments that would...
The attachment brackets for the particular tractor, and you had to bid a bigger one. When we looked at the emissions, we thought that would be an issue on that particular vendor. I don't know that it would or not. I'm sure he's going to be bidding on this. We had two bids on it. One was from John Deere, and the other was New Holland. But we were looking at that. He didn't have a good answer as far as the emission,
how to get around that, okay,
bracketing and everything.
So they've probably fixed that issue by now.
We hope so.
Okay.
We'd also like to get another one of those mini excavators. They found those to be a very useful, and actually it's hard to share when you got three shops and two pieces and one keeps one, because they found out it was a very handy piece of equipment. So, and they are. I mean, they work good for ditch cleaning, and they're utilizing one right now at the airport. And
dig outs, you're not taking up the whole road. You can still pass.
It's a little safer as far as traffic movement, too. So,
those are the ones with rubber pads
on. 308s.
Yeah. We're also going to be replacing some more pickups. The other item we need to bid out a materials list, and this is for the salt shed at Buchanan that we need to move to the north end of the lot. So we need to bid out a materials list. Another bid that's coming up will be our culvert bid. That's an annual bid we do every year. And the culvert, no, we need to bid. The one I want to renew will be a guardrail.
Well,
it's later.
It was Friday when Nikki came in and said we were going to renew because I had it ready to go.
I think you'd be either.
We better double check on
that. We'll double check that. The other item I'm going to let Devin explain. He's been working on this with the vendor. I think it's a good item we want to check into. We'll give you a heads up of what this is, actually.
We met with a vendor on Friday. We were familiar with through MoDOT. And what it is like a vending machine with personal protective equipment, gloves, glasses, vest, hearing protection. And each employee would have a code that would work at any of the barns to be able to get if they were at Hilda Barn and needed a pair of gloves, they forgot theirs or something happened, they could get them. And they track that on how much each employee gets. They want to know that. And then when it gets down to, say, six pairs of gloves left in the machine, then that sends them an alert, and they come out and restock it. I've got a picture of it here if you want to get a better idea.
We're currently using a part of a CentOS company for this, but they only come around once a month, and a lot of times we'll run out of the product. Or
where are they located at?
But they basically furnishing the gloves and stuff like that. This makes it a little more accessible, and
they're
more local, and they can keep it stocked, so we're not running out of product.
This is what I was asking you guys about the last few weeks.
Yeah, we checked in this early on, and the first time we checked into it, there was going to be a cost for the machine, and now there's actually no cost for the machine. I mean, MoDOT doesn't pay a cost for it. They just pay for the product.
Any government entity does not pay any service fees or any kind of a...
And Where are these out of?
Hollister.
Fastenal out of Hollister. There is a company. Well,
Fastenal is a national company, though, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's just they have a store there in Hollister.
Yeah.
Plus, it's
you mentioned. You said MoDOC.
MoDOC utilizes this.
Okay.
Same.
Oh, they so do? They've already got it.
Well, I talked to an employee at MoDOC because, you know, we talked about this one time in some kind of meeting. And they didn't do it at their barn. So they just maybe do it at some of the big barns then or something?
They don't do it at the Bradleyville location, but they do it at Branson.
Branson, Ozark, most of them they do
most
that.
Of them have it.
Okay.
And any of those guys statewide, if they're there and they need something, they can punch their code in and get it.
So that could be, yeah, so we could have one guy from here over in...
No matter where they're working, what job.
Part of the chip and steel crew.
Right.
Hey, I need a pair of gloves or safety glasses. They can go to any machine and get it.
Right.
Whenever it was first told to me, I thought it made sense, and that's why I was asking you guys about it. And you guys are already familiar with it, I know.
There is a contract that we want to have Frank look over and run by, just make sure he's okay with.
But I had highlighted in the contract a lot of the stuff we're exempt from as far as service fees.
Because we're government.
And we buy enough other stuff there that we meet the minimum per month on nuts and bolts or whatever.
So mainly what it would have is all the, I'm going to say personal items, but I don't really mean that they use for their work.
Right, gloves, glasses, safety vests.
Safety.
Hearing protection would be the main items. There would be clear glasses for using in the shop. We already keep the rubber gloves on hand for the oil trucks, the insulated ones. Those probably would not go in there, but they would be on hand.
What if there'd be something worth it? I don't know what. I just saw one of our gentlemen walk by the buildings and grounds. I wonder if that'd be something they'd utilize as well or not. I just thought of it because they walked by.
It's possible. I mean, they may.
And maybe not necessarily as much safety stuff as much as.
You can
stuff
put
they utilize
in those tools or drill beds that you require them to check out. I mean,
products.
Might not be a bad idea to look at.
We've run this by Renee and see if she may be
see
interested
what they do
in my help
right.
her on.
And how much?
We didn't have any employees doing this, but we had a citizen walking into our bathrooms and walking out with cleaning and tissue papers.
What?
When was that, Mike? About 6 months ago or so?
Mm-hmm.
Tissue paper?
Well.
Before we secured the doors.
Yeah. Boxes of tissues and toilet paper and glass cleaner, window cleaner, rubber gloves. They just walked in, walked out, all kinds of stuff.
Where they get it out of the bathroom? Men's bathroom?
Bathroom and the closet here.
I'm surprised they'd know where that was at.
One of our employees caught him.
But if you all are good with that, we'll take this up to Nikki and let the legal look it over.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, if it's something you guys think will be good.
Okay.
Tate Road, the salt barn down there. Are we still? Is there still interest in that? Has there ever been any talks of swapping anything out?
We have talked to them. They would love to have it, except we'd love to have another
right.
location
I didn't know
reasonable,
if we ever...
and they can come up with a good location if they.
I know.
We thought something on Windmill Road would be ideal. It'd still be in that area. It'd
right.
be a major road that we could take semis into, but we haven't come up
nothing
with
nothing there.
The one location they did have, it wasn't really usable. It was very small, triangle, and very steep. So.
Okay. And then is there any, I'll talk to you about it in a minute.
We're going to go on all these bids, 8 of them really.
We got a lot of them going out.